Much attention has been paid to the preparations in Sochi for the current Winter Olympics. Russia had 7 years to turn a seaside village into an international sports venue. We're going to go now to another Olympic host city, Rio de Janeiro, which will be the home of the Summer Games in 2016. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro was recently in Rio, and she filed this report on the controversial projects taking place there in advance of the Games.
There are two starkly different visions of what the Olympics will do to Rio de Janeiro.
I would love to be born in Rio in 2020. The babies that were born here in 2010 will live in a marvelous city. That because of the Games.
That's Leonardo Greiner, the chief operating officer of Rio's Olympic Organizing Committee. He says the sports arenas are the easy part. The plan is, he says, to totally transform Rio. Better transportation, new museums, new housing, billions of dollars in development coming to this city by the sea.
We are extending the subway system. We are implementing a new transport system in the city, the BRT. We are renovating the port area. We are accelerating the project of the cleaning of the bay of Rio de Janeiro and the lagoon.
In a city where 40% of the population live in favelas or shanty towns, that all sounds like a good thing, right? But not everyone thinks so.
We're in Praça Mauá, which is one of the historical praças of Rio. This is the port area that's undergoing massive transformation. It's probably the largest privatization scheme in the Americas right now.
I'm out with Professor Christopher Gaffney in one of the areas Leonardo Greiner was touting, the port. Gaffney teaches architecture and urbanism at Rio's Federal Fluminense University and has studied the impact of mega events worldwide. In front of us, the new Museum of Tomorrow is being built. Next to us is Rio's new modern art museum. High-end apartments are going up as old highways in the area are coming down. This among some of the oldest buildings in Rio. The São Bento Monastery, with its elaborate stone 17th century architecture, is in the middle of all this construction. Gaffney says the whole concept of what's happening across the city is wrong, and the port is the perfect example.
Instead of creating a space of conviviality, a space of shared culture, of community, of conversation, you're going to have this very isolated element that after 5 o'clock in the afternoon is just going to be dead. And so you're creating banks, you're creating lots of parking lots, Trump Towers. This entire area has been rezoned for 50-story apartment buildings.
He says because much of this is financed by private money, it's putting public spaces into private hands to the detriment of the poor denizens of the city. Gaffney claims the point of the port project is to attract high-income residents. The city is building a light railway system for just this area, but he says there will be no material improvements to the dire transport in many of the peripheral neighborhoods where most of Rio's workforce lives.
So sure, being born in Rio in 2020 is going to be great for those that can afford it. And unfortunately, Rio has lost the opportunity to transform itself into a more just, a more livable, and a more decent city. And now it's simply becoming a playground for the global rich.
And those aren't the only criticisms. The problems with the upcoming World Cup in Brazil this summer have cast a long shadow. Rio hosted the 2007 Pan American Games, an event that came in way over budget and left little lasting legacy. Rio's Olympic Committee is vowing that won't happen. The handball arena will be a modular structure, it says, that will eventually be carted off to be turned into 4 schools around the city. Rio's Organizing Committee says everything is going to plan. I am at the Olympic Park for the Rio Games in 2016, and as you can probably hear, the work is going full force here. The venues are all being furiously built as the clock is ticking.
This right here, all this white, you know, surroundings here, the whole fancy here, that's the tennis center.
As we get shown around, you can see the venues rising from the vast former racetrack in the area of Barra de Tijuca in Rio, the city's far west. But while the building seems to be proceeding, the bill is only growing. A partial budget unveiled earlier this month saw costs ballooning some 25%. Organizers say that's due to inflation, growing labor costs, increases in the cost of technology needed. And that's just for the venues. The final cost of the vast infrastructure and security projects set to accompany the big event, which will be financed by the government, haven't been disclosed yet. Anger over public spending for the World Cup was a catalyst for protests that swept across Brazil last summer. But it's not just the money, rather whether in the end what was promised will actually be delivered. On a recent Saturday morning, a group gathered on Ipanema Beach to protest the high level of water pollution in Rio's oceans and lakes, where many of the Olympic rowing and sailing events will take place.
We have here Salmonella, that's quite large. We have the virus, the hepatitis A virus. We have Giardia, we have amoeba.
Protester Fernando Leonardi said he recently visited the future site of the rowing events and saw unbelievable amounts of garbage. He says the Olympians aren't going to like what they see when they get there.
There are risks of diseases, and I think that government should be making this clear to everyone that's involved, and I don't think the government's doing this.
A large-scale cleanup was promised for the bay, the body of water that surrounds Rio. Giant so-called eco-boats have been sent out to pick up the garbage, but protesters say it's a cosmetic solution. Only 30% of Rio's sewage is actually treated, and it still flows unimpeded into the area. And Rio's facing another problem, a spike in crime despite the city's well-funded and well-publicized pacification program, a community policing initiative in Rio's favelas. Petty theft, armed assault, and murders are all up. Leonardo Greiner, the chief operating officer of Rio's Olympic Organizing Committee, acknowledges there are many moving parts in what the city is doing in advance of the Games.
The Rio 2016 project is a very, I would say, a bold proposition.
But many here wonder if, despite the billions being spent, it will really pay off. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News.